Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy Ted Fishman back on the show. Longtime member of our Brain Trust. Ted is the author of China Inc., the absolutely definitive work on doing business in China and the way China has evolved over the last several years. It has sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, and it really did sell awfully well, folks, around the world. And in the new book, Shock of Gray, is all about the aging of America's population, of the world's population, I should say. And he's a great scholar and one of our good friends. Ted Fishman, welcome back to the show.
Oh, so glad to be with you. So much going on.
I know. And you know, folks, we're not going to talk about where the Malaysian Flight 370 is. God bless those people who and their families. But it was a Malaysian Flight 370, the Malaysian airline. And Ted Fishman happens to be, and this is one of the great things I love about our Brain Trust members, is they're so diverse and educated and traveled and experienced. Ted, you're somewhat of an expert on Malaysia. And we don't know where the plane is, but you know about the people behind the plane. Tell us about them.
Well, you know, Malaysia is an interesting economy because it has been one of the leading edge of the outsourcing economies even before China came along. You know, in the 1970s, Japanese companies were identifying Malaysia as the first place they would move their overseas plants to before America had Japanese plants, before anyone else. Malaysia had committed to creating the kind of educational industrial infrastructure that could handle that, and it's set itself on course to compete with some of the powerhouse Middle East financial centers like Dubai and others, and it wanted to be, you know, right there as a kind of developing economy with first world capabilities. And I think one of the things that the plane that's gone missing highlights is, you know, how far have these countries really come in being that way. You know, one of the interesting discussions around the disappearance of the plane was Malaysia had the hardware, but did it really have the software and the manpower to run it? Not just was the cockpit competent or the security competent, but once the plane disappeared, it really didn't have the resources to go search for it. And that's Malaysia. What happens when you get to countries like Emirates, the world's largest, one of the world's largest airlines, and probably has no capability in that area? Is the rest of the world expected to spend billions and billions on, mopping up after pilots who are probably not as well trained as others?
Although this guy, the chief pilot in command there, the captain, had been flying for 30 something years with this airline. So I mean, it's not like he was a kid. But you know, one of the things I was going to stick a quick anecdote in here. As you may know, Ted, I'm a pilot, and I learned to fly back in the 70s when I first got my pilot's license. And there was an old joke back in those days, a kind of a macabre joke, that doctors had the ability, they could afford more plane than they could fly.
Oh, that's interesting. They could,
In other words, I bought a plane that I could afford. It was not easy. It was not easy for me to get myself into trouble with a plane I could afford. But a doctor could afford a more souped up, bigger engine, retractable gear, more complicated airplane. You know, before they'd had the experience, so they'd go ahead and pop for the big, you know, the hot rod plane, so to speak. And a lot of doctors kill themselves in airplanes. because of that. So
of course, it's not just a pilot, right? I mean, you need competent mechanics. You need a lot. There's a lot of people required, and then if something happens to the pilot, then you need a good co-pilot. You need good ground crew. You need.
But are we expecting? But notwithstanding the maintenance and the airline business and everything, are we being a little harsh on Malaysia? I mean, they may be prepared to maybe they've got a good record in aviation, but they're just not. They're not prepared for this kind of media situation. What do you think? Quickly.
I think they're definitely not prepared for the emotion that's coming out of China and how China, mm-hmm. when it has an issue like this, really aligns the government's interests with the tragedy.
I think they were deer in the headlights, don't you, on this?
Yeah, definitely. And we could talk about how that relates to the one-child policy.
Let's do that. We're going to come back and talk about China's middle class with Ted Fishman after these messages. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.